We've been talking about this on the radio show this week, but we haven't really told everyone, like our former Rosier Army podcast audience, that we're thinking about moving again.
That is correct.
Thinking.
We are definitely thinking about it. In fact, we are so thinking about it that we are going to actually list the house, hopefully in about 10 days.
This is the fourth time, right? Is it the fourth? I keep saying it's fourth. The fourth.
No, fourth time.
But we've had the house listed like a total of 4 years out of the 11 that we've lived here.
Yeah.
And now we've decided we're going to try to sell it again.
Yeah, I feel it, though. This is going to be the one. This is do or die, man. If it doesn't work now, that's it. It's not going to work for 5 or 6 years.
If it doesn't work now, then we'll try again in a year. It's like we try to sell it for a year, and then we take it off for a year.
We seem to like to beat a dead horse, really, into the ground. We just want to make sure that God was seriously telling us we're not going anywhere, so we're going to try again. But it just might work.
But
things
this time,
are different.
This time we have a destination in mind.
Yes.
We have an area of Atlanta that we've been looking at. We just had the front of our house, the stucco, changed out. We've been putting stuff in storage. And I got to tell you, I'll be really depressed if the house doesn't sell. I got to go get all that stuff from storage
bring
it back and unpack it. That would be you know what?
That would be a sad day.
If that happens, I'm almost willing, by that time we've lived without it, I'll just say, I will sell you everything in these boxes. It's like a what's a grab bag? What do they call it? Like at a parish picnic or something like that. They'll have like a grab bag, or you don't know what you're getting.
Oh,
you know, you give me like $300. I guarantee there's like $1,000 worth of stuff here. You give me $300, it's all yours.
You can have it.
It's all yours. It's like, and then they'll open it up and they'll find like a blanket, you know. but then there's also like dishes and cups and mugs and like our anniversary glass, or you know, all this other kind of stuff inside. I would rather just give it away or sell it, rather than.
Let's not dwell on that.
But,
okay, let's think.
But we're hopeful. I mean, we're doing all the things that we're supposed to do. We've cleared out all the closets.
Looks like
the garage is empty.
Great.
You know, we're the inside of the house looks better than it ever has, quite honestly.
Yeah,
in the 11 years that we've lived here.
It took us 11 years to figure that out.
We had hail damage to the front of the house, so insurance paid for a brand new stucco front on the house.
And a brand new roof.
So it's got a brand new roof, brand new stucco front.
The home is getting power washed in 2 days.
Yeah, we have almost, you know, 30 plus trees and bushes now in the backyard.
Now we have landscaping done.
So there's landscaping done. There's a brand new floor in the kitchen and dining room. Again, courtesy of basically an insurance thing, because we put in a new dishwasher and that didn't work at first and flooded our kitchen, blah, blah, blah. But
I'm telling you, if you don't have homeowner's insurance, you need to, because that really, really pays
off.
Isn't
that a prerequisite? Don't you have to have it?
You really do. And it has paid, it has more than paid for itself.
So now the house looks really good. We're working with a realtor who's a real estate expert from HGTV. She was on our show a couple weeks ago, and she agreed to come out and look at our house.
Look pretty.
Yeah, give us some ideas on how to make it. Because she said the house looks great. We just need to have some jewelry now, some house jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, spice up some of the lights and that kind of thing. So that's what we've been doing. And I'm hoping, Jennifer, that we're going to be able to list this thing in about a week or so.
That's the goal.
So
we're ready to rock and roll.
A week from now,
this is Lily here. She's joining in on the conversation.
A week from now, it'll go on the market and we'll be done. And she said, here's the other key thing. We're pricing it better than we've ever priced it before.
Yes, basically, we're putting more money into the home and listing it for the smallest price we've ever listed it for.
So
that to increase the interest and the temptation that this is a good deal. And we are. We're putting this house on the market for a very good deal. So hopefully that will work and someone will just want it.
So it's a beautiful house now, lots of upgrades, cheapest that we've ever listed it. We won't make squat on the house.
No.
And
that's okay.
Hopefully
though,
it'll sell it and we'll actually be able to move to a bigger house and everything else. So that's the plan. God willing, pray
God
for
willing.
Us.
God willing. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have anything to say, Lily?
I'm tired.
So I want a bigger room. Get me out of this little closet.
And I want a closet in my own bathroom.
I know
please.
You two like hanging out in closets, but that doesn't mean my bedroom has to be a closet.
Oh,
right.
I know.
Hopefully we'll sell it. The realtor said that if it's going to sell, it'll happen in the first 30 days based on the way that we're doing it. God willing, that will end up being the truth. And, of course, you can hear us talk more about this and give more details on our radio show on Sirius XM, Monday through Friday, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sirius 159 XM 117, the Catholic channel on the Catholics Next Door. Or go to gregandjennifer.com, which we need to update more often.